Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, so look, every once in a while you see somebody go, wait, what? And The Athletic put this list out. The reason we did the top eight is because they wrote about the top eight on their list. But then they had the vote tally. And so we did a draft, a snake draft. Everybody got four picks. It went Gator, Kang, Kenny, Kenny, Kang, Gator. Four rounds. Who has the best front office in the National Football League? 29 execs, coaches, and general managers could vote and express their opinion. And they couldn't vote for themselves or their own organization. So when the voting was done, let me see. They listed 13 teams got votes. Nobody got the team in 13th place who got 2 5th place votes. That is the Denver Broncos. In 14th place, Gator got the Steelers. In 13th place, nobody got the Texans. Sorry, I did this wrong. It's 12, 11, 10... whatever. Next up is the 49ers. Kenny got them in 9th. Gator got the Lions in 9th. Then the top eight, which they wrote about all the top eight. So there was nothing about the Lions, which I was looking forward to because I wanted to read the anonymous quotes of what other GMs, right, executives, and coaches had to say about the Lions. But they didn't write about the Lions because they only wrote about the top eight. In 8th, the Seahawks. Nobody got them. In 7th, the Packers. Kenny got them. 6th, the Buccaneers. Kenny got them. 5th, the Chiefs. Nobody said Kansas City. 4th, the Bills. Kenny got them. 3rd, the Rams. Kang had the Rams. 2nd, the Ravens. Kang had the Ravens. And 1st, the Eagles. Kang got the Eagles.
1, 2, 3 for Kang.
Nearly a clean sweep.
Well, triple done, crown.
Sir. Yeah.
Well done, sir.
Yep. How the fuck did the Lions not get in the top eight?
Careful.
9th?
I don't understand it. I mean, I really don't understand it. No team has done more in the draft since they took over than Brad Holmes. I think the Eagles have done a phenomenal job because they've also drafted very well.
Yep.
And I think what the Eagles have done by, you know, hitching their wagon to an unconventional quarterback like Jalen Hurts, and Hurts is turning into a really nice quarterback. On top of that, they lose coordinators like it's their job, and they just replace them. And, okay, they've had to replace them several times, and they actually won a Super Bowl despite having to do that. And they continue to go out and get free agent players to help make that team better. I get why the Eagles are in there.
I do, too.
to not have the Lions makes absolutely no sense. I mean, the fact that this organization was dead and buried and has been for the last 60 years, and then they go another route. They've uncovered every stone, tried everything, all different kinds of coaches that haven't worked out and GMs haven't worked out. Now they go back to the drawing board and they're going to hire the coach before they hire the GM, and somehow it all works. And from moment one, it's worked. They had a strategy. From moment one, they were back against the wall. The star quarterback wants out of town. Mm-hmm. They swing a trade. Then not only did they get the draft picks that helped define who the franchise is, but they get the throw-in, which was the quarterbacks, so they could throw some salary the Lions' way. And Jared Goff has been one of the best quarterbacks in football since the trade. So, and all they've done since then is have great draft after great draft. Yeah, there have been a few draft misses, but by and large, Brad Holmes has hit home runs and grand slams in the draft. The fact that this team finally got back to the playoffs and won playoff games, they won two playoff games a couple of years ago in the same playoff season, is amazing. Followed that up with a 15-2 record and back-to-back NFC North Division championships. How is it? I don't understand this.
I don't either.
It's just blatant disrespect for the Lions.
So I'm trying to figure out why.
Who did this?
The Athletic. The Lions got 2 second-place votes, 2 third-place votes, 3 fourth-place votes, and 5 fifth-place votes. Their total number of points actually finished with them tied with the Seahawks, but they wrote about the Seahawks. They did not write about the Lions for some reason. So I guess you did get a team that's tied for eighth. Now that I look at this, I don't know why they gave the Seahawks a tiebreaker. So well done, Gator. But I mean,
yeah, great.
Well, here's, okay, what are the possible explanations? Are people sick of the Lions? Are other people around the league, is there some sort of Lions bias?
The Chiefs are there.
Great point.
I mean, in fairness, the Chiefs have won Super Bowl after Super Bowl, and it's great, and they got back to it last year, didn't win, but I think we all kind of feel like Chiefs magic is done here.
The Packers, Buccaneers, Bills, and Ravens haven't won Super Bowls here of late with these front offices.
No, but the Bills, since they drafted Josh Allen, has been a very good football team. The Ravens, they've been in the playoffs like every year for the last several years. I understand why some of these other teams are there. They belong there.
But the Lions belong ahead of them. If the Super Bowl works against Detroit, okay, let me bring this up. Is it because everyone in the league can't believe that Brad didn't add an edge rusher?
No, I don't think.
I don't either, but I'm trying to figure out how do the Lions not get.
All right, give me these teams. List the teams 1 to 8.
One is the Eagles, top ranked.
Okay, I just want to go. Let's try the other narrative. They can't do it. Jalen Hurts, he can run.
Yep.
2.
Ravens.
Ravens have Lamar Jackson. He can run.
Rams.
Matthew Stafford, he can't run, but he won a Super Bowl.
Bills.
Bills, Josh Allen, he can run.
Chiefs.
Patrick Mahomes, he can run. He's won Super Bowls.
Buccaneers.
Buccaneers, I mean, I guess because they went for it with Tom Brady and won, and then they replace it and they resurrect Baker Mayfield's career. Okay. And Baker can run a little bit.
Here are some quotes about the Buccaneers at 6. They seem to overachieve compared to what the pundits and experts think they should be doing, an executive said. Maybe that's because consistency is boring.
Is it because they're off to a 3-0 start?
I think he's one of the best GMs in the business. It says as the season began, so I'm not even sure this includes what we've seen so far. I think he's one of the best GMs in the business. He's an excellent evaluator, empowers his guys to run a really good department. He lets the scouts do their job and values their input. They've done a really good job for several years of knowing the type of guy they want in their building and sticking to that. It's just very disciplined about who is in the locker room, who is in the building, the type of person they are, and the type. The top of the quality of player.
I'm not going to rip Tampa.
On top of the quality of player, sorry.
I think it's impressive that they've made the switch from Tom Brady and Bruce Arians and, you know, to a different head coach and a different quarterback. And they've been in the playoffs.
I feel like this quote that I just read, it could all be about Detroit. He's one of the best GMs in the business. He's an excellent evaluator. He empowers his guys to run a really good department. He lets the scouts do their jobs and values their input. They've done a really good job for several years of knowing the type of guy that they want in their building and sticking to that, just being very disciplined about who is in that locker room, who is in the building, the type of person they are, on top of the quality of player. Is that Brad Holmes?
Right. You feel like you want to call the Athletic and say, I'm sorry, did you misunderstand us? They were talking about the Lions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Not Tampa. Tampa's fine. Tampa might even deserve to be in the top eight, but not over the line.
I mean, look, I think The Athletic does great stuff, and I think this is really interesting. Okay, here's a possibility. Somehow, if we way overvalued Brad Holmes and the entire front office.
I think that the number one point is against the Lions is, despite this recent success they've had with Brad Holmes, is that under Brad Holmes, they are still 2-2 in the playoffs. Other teams ahead of them, all these teams ahead of them, how many of them have gotten to the Super Bowl in the last 10 years?
Last 10 years?
Well, how about last? Yeah, I said 10, but I guess that would include Seattle. But go 5. So you've got, or have a better, have more playoff wins in the last 5 than the Lions do.
I would have to sit down and really look at it. The last 5 Super Bowls, Philly and Kansas City, the Rams, and Tampa.
Have all won. Now, the other teams, how many teams have been to this Super Bowl?
That's it.
I guess Buffalo hasn't.
Hasn't been there. Philly beat Kansas City. Kansas City beat San Francisco. They're not ranked ahead of the Lions. Kansas City beat Philly. The Rams beat Cincinnati. Cincinnati's not ahead of the Lions, and Tampa beat Kansas City.
All right. So then look at how many teams and playoff wins. I think Buffalo has more playoff wins. Baltimore has more playoff wins.
I would have to look at every team's playoff history. Tampa? They made it to the Super Bowl. They probably do.
Tampa's got at least one. Well, yeah, they didn't really win the Super Bowl, so they definitely have it. Yep. So maybe that's just it.
It's simply just all based on
postseason success over the last 5 years. Lions are 2-2. The other teams have more.
Tampa's got 6 postseason wins. What about Green Bay?
Green Bay was ahead of them?
Green Bay was ahead of them.
Not in the last 5 years. They don't have more playoff wins.
I wouldn't think so. Last 5 years, they've got 2. So, I don't know. Kang, what are we missing? How come the Lions didn't get a lot of love here?
Jealousy.
I mean, seriously, you think?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like a Tiger's trying to search for a win right now. I don't know. It doesn't make sense because Brad Holmes has won executive of the year twice. So you would think just automatically they're in the, at least, you know, the top seven, right? I don't know.
I go back to the immortal words of Tupac Shakur. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies.
Exactly.
I guess Ravens have more playoff wins. Eagles obviously do.
Does this mean Brad Holmes has to come out with a, like a diss track?
He might.
Well, I don't want any violence.
Well, hey, villain. Salty, salty in the villain.
No, just keep cultivating that chip.
I guess.
Okay. Hook 'em.
Seems odd. All right, let's talk a little college football. Michigan, Michigan State have the week off. Interesting slate. Actually, very interesting slate. We'll get to that today at 1:18. All right, Gator. Michigan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Michigan State both with the bye week. How do you feel about it, by the way? Bye week this weekend.
I feel like it's too early.
Okay.
But at the same time, I mean, Michigan State could use it. All the injuries they suffered against USC, they could use a little break and frankly have some extra time to practice and get your stuff in gear again defensively. I still can't explain what the hell happened against USC when it comes to the rush defense. Michigan State is really stout at the line, and it was like they were completely out of sync with the defensive line and the linebackers. Like, the defensive line doing their job, we're going to go this way, and the linebackers going the other way, and USC was just able to run at will, you know, picking up 8-9 yards a carry without blinking an eye. It was really frustrating to watch that happen, and, you know, not being able to establish a consistent pass rush is difficult, too. When you did have the pass rush, you let the quarterback out of your grasp. It was tough. And maybe it's because USC is that good I don't know. I'm not convinced. I'm also not convinced that Michigan State's that bad. I think you're somewhere in the mix. In the middle is that mix. I still think Michigan State can win maybe seven games this year. But that was an ugly loss, and the injuries make it worse.
The way Michigan's byes are spread out, I feel like their season is split into thirds. 3-1 in the first third. Middle segment's going to be interesting. The big game being the one at USC. But, all right, so games this weekend. The big one in the Big Ten is Oregon at James Franklin. And the question is, has James Franklin answered critics with the playoff run last year? Because the big thing with James Franklin is he couldn't win the big games, couldn't beat top 10 teams. And he's still, I think, 1-17 in the Big Ten against top 10 opponents. But does James Franklin, did he shake that a little bit last year by winning the two playoff games, SMU at home and beating Boise in the Fiesta Bowl?
I think James Franklin's got to prove it every year. In this week, they've got a real tough game against Oregon. I expect Oregon's going to win it. I think Penn State's just, I thought going into the season, Penn State was going to be good. And I thought because of having an experienced quarterback who Drew Aller, they seem to just, you know, rotate in guys in the defensive line to end up being difference makers. They've got the running backs are back this year. It seemed like they were set up for real success. And when you look at it, Drew Aller has not been good. He's not been good at all. I think he's 64th in the country in passer rating. And he hasn't thrown a ball a ton. Maybe they're going to save it up for this week.
I mean, the only thing I'm thinking is, and look, right now with Penn State, it's fair to say we have no idea who you are. They've played Nevada, Florida International, and Villanova. And so going into this game, they haven't been tested at all. I mean, I haven't seen every Penn State game. I don't guess that Aller's out of these games relatively early, isn't asked to do a whole lot. So it could all be playing possum here a little bit. You know how you say they didn't show anything in the first week? Penn State might not have shown anything in the first month and can save it all for Oregon. I will not be shocked at all if it turns out Penn State's a fraud. But they might not. I don't know how we can read anything into Nevada, Florida International, and Villanova. Look, the year Michigan won the national championship, they had a schedule like this where people questioning Michigan, it was fair. And then they came through and they won every game. So maybe Penn State is like that, but it's fair to question who they are.
I mean, he was 16 out of 29 against Villanova for 209 yards, had a pick, had a touchdown pass. He's only had four touchdown passes in three games this year.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy you could also take off and go. He's only run for 27 yards in the three games also. Drew Aller has not been that good. If I told you that by the third game of the season, if you looked at the top five quarterbacks in college football in quarterback rating, all are from the Big Ten, and I said Drew Aller is not one of them, would you believe me?
So what's funny is, remember we did best quarterback in the Big Ten? None of us said Aller.
No.
And right now I think we're all vindicated with that so far. Meanwhile, Oregon is an explosive offense. They have 31 plays of at least 20 yards this year.
That's very good.
And their schedule hasn't, I mean, the teams they've played all are kind of bottom feeder, but they're bottom feeder Power 5 teams. Oklahoma State, Northwestern, and Oregon State is tougher than Florida International, Villanova, and Nevada.
Without a doubt.
And, you know, I mean, you're looking but at...
They got to be tested, and here comes a big test. Like, if I were picking in this game, I would say Oregon wins. Is Oregon playing at home in this one?
No, it's at Penn State. It's a whiteout. And so it's Dante Moore's first trip into this kind of environment. And it's, look, man, it's an amazing atmosphere. Penn State at night in a whiteout. I've been there on the field. I've been there in the stands. And I've been there in the press box. Penn State at night at a whiteout is one of the great venues in all of sports, in the galaxy.
Now, and Penn State can bring it. Like, they always have defensive guys, and Dante Moore has yet to face pressure this year. In three games, he has been sacked once in the three games. He's off to a great start, 11 touchdowns, just one interception. He's done a great job this season.
Well, it is definitely the marquee matchup in the Big Ten. Now, other Big Ten matchups. Ohio State is at Washington. Now, when I was out at Washington last year, they had Will Rogers, the transfer from Mississippi State, was their starting quarterback. More people talked to me about Desmond Williams and Will Rogers. They were so excited about Desmond Williams, who was the backup quarterback, Damon Williams, excuse me. They were so excited about him, and he was like the backup guy that was situational, come in and run a little bit. He threw a couple passes against Michigan. And so far this year, he's been fantastic. But kind of like Penn State, Colorado State, supposed to be maybe a 6-win team. They beat them. They beat UC Davis, FCS opponent. They beat Washington State, who is the class of the Pac-2.
I like that line. It's good.
No, seriously. Like, so this is, they're at home. It's a tough place to play. I mean, Julian Sands got to go into that environment. And just like Dante Moore, first test for him. Julian Sam, first test for him. I think this game's going to be close.
I don't know. I think Ohio State is, I still think they're, you know, one of the top, look, they're number one team in the country for a reason. They're probably, I don't know if
I'm
they
sure
are.
I'm not sure what that reason is.
Well, but I think that they're without question one of the top five teams in the country.
Well, I would agree with that. And they might be the number one team. I don't think they've proven it on the field as much as Miami has.
Well, but you and I both agree on that. Yeah. But they're a really good football team. I don't know how good Washington is, but to your point about Damon Williams, he's a dual threat quarterback, and he has taken care of the football so far this year. He hasn't turned it over. He's run for 220 yards this year. He's been really accurate as well, 73.5%. Last year was in limited action, but completed 82 passes and 105 attempts, 78% last year with 8 touchdowns and 1 pick. There's the reason that Washington should be excited about him. I just wonder if this is too much too soon when you're going to take on Ohio State, but the environment seems to work for him here. I still think Ohio State will win this game, but maybe it'll be, I don't know what the spread is on it, but maybe it'll be closer than, you know, 2 touchdowns.
I think the spread's 9.5.
So
I believe. I think it's going to be a close game, and I think Ohio State's a better football team, and Washington has a lot to prove. I just think on a Saturday in that environment, Washington's going to be amped up. They got, you know, the crowd on their side. It is a very loud stadium. Sands' first real test. I think this is going to be a close game.
And you've got the 3rd and 4th rated quarterbacks in the country going at it.
Okay, so last week there was one football game that can skew everything. And it's Indiana 63 and Illinois 13 or Illinois 10 or whatever the final was. Is that truly indicative of who they are? Is Indiana dominant and Illinois not that good at all? Because they both have fascinating games this week. Indiana goes to Iowa. And Iowa doesn't score a ton of points, but they put up 38 last week on the road. And they have one of the most dangerous weapons in college football. And Caden Wegen, if you haven't seen him, name spelled Wetgen, pronounced Wegen. He is an incredible return man. He's a weapon. They got the transfer quarterback from the FCS level that, I don't know, maybe is a bit of a disappointment so far, but
Gronowski, isn't it?
Gronowski, which is by the way, one of the most Iowa names ever. And you've got again, Kinnick is a tough place to play. Is Indiana really that great, or did they just have one of those perfect days? I mean, their quarterback threw 2 incompletions in that game.
I think Indiana's good. I think they're really good, and I think you start with a quarterback. It's a new quarterback for him this year, the Cal transfer, Fernando Mendoza. He's been just amazing so far this year. 14 touchdowns, no picks. He's the number 2 rated quarterback in the country behind Jordan Mayava from USC. And you look at what they did to Illinois. They absolutely
destroyed
Illinois. I think Kurt Cignetti has something going there with IU. Has them playing tough football. They're confident. I don't think Iowa's anything good offensively, despite their outburst last year, 30-something points, which is late last week, which is seemingly more than they scored in half a season in seasons past.
Right.
I think IU is the real deal. And, you know, look, Mendoza, a lot of people think that he's going to be the number 1 quarterback taken in the draft.
Well, the way things have shaken out this year,
it looks really good.
The guys who were at the top of the list.
And he's got the size. I think he's a 6'5", 220 guy.
His numbers don't mean anything to me except for the Illinois game, because they played an embarrassing schedule, Indiana State.
Yeah, it is an embarrassing
schedule. Old Kennesaw or somebody. Anyway, I think this one's going to be close as well, because I think it's
I don't
hard.
Think it's going to be close. I think IU's going to blow
do
them
out. Do you? Okay, because I think what Indiana did last week was Indiana when they're perfect. And I don't think you're perfect every week. On the road, Kinnick's a tough place to play. And then the other side of that is USC, a noon kick at Illinois. Illinois, are they that bad? I looked at Brett Bielema's career. I'm a Bielema fan. I'm like the one guy that likes Brett Bielema.
I like Brett Bielema. Okay. Yeah. I think he's very successful, and I think he's a very good coach.
And, you know, at the core, he's still power football. I think they'll win it in the trenches against USC. I just question whether or not their secondary, which is banged up, can stop the USC passing game. But the 9 a.m. start, again, I think this game's going to be close. I know I'm a broken record on all these games, but I'm fascinated by the schedule. I don't care what you say, and you know it. I mean, I don't think 11 p.m. helped Michigan State, and I don't think 9 a.m., which, by the way, 9 a.m. means you're leaving the hotel at like 6:30 on your body clock time to go play football.
Yeah, depending on how you get your body clock adjusted, absolutely. And I think that'll be a disadvantage to them. I don't think Illinois is as bad as they were last week. I don't know how good USC is, but they were certainly better than Michigan State, and I think Illinois is better than Michigan State. So, I mean, it should be a close game. I think it will be a tight game.
I'll say this, too. There's one more game that's interesting. I think it's big for these two teams. UCLA at Northwestern. It's big for those teams.
You know what? Here's a fact, 100% fact.
Let's go.
Someone is going to win that game.
It's big for those teams. Let's talk some NFL next. Carson Anderson, 97. So, interesting note with the Lions. We're going to have to get an update on the injury report. But yesterday, Elkadi Muhammad was not practicing. I believe they said it was a knee. Kang, is it a knee?
That's what this, the report says.
Right, yeah. So, something to monitor throughout this week. Because Elkadi Muhammad right now is like fourth in the NFL in quarterback sacks. It's crazy because it's early and it doesn't mean much. Like, we'll see how it goes. And by the way, Gatorade to take off. Apologize. Should have said that right away. Gatorade had a prior commitment he had to take care of. And so just wrapping up the show without him. But the big concern and the yelling and screaming in the offseason was people's angst about an edge rusher opposite of Hodge. There's only two teams in the NFL through three games that have more quarterback sacks than the Lions. Broncos and Rams each have 12. Lions have 11. Elkadi Muhammad, the leading most sacks in the NFL, Rashawn Gary has 4.5. That's number one. Myles Garrett, 4, number two. Brian Burns tied with him with 4. And Brian Young from the Rams, 4. Elkadi Muhammad has 3.5. Fifth in the NFL.
And I bet you guys not nearly as many snaps as those other guys have.
Probably not. It's kind of a, you know how we've seen Baker Mayfield in the latter portion of his career? You know, Baker 3.0 here turn into a really good quarterback. We might be seeing him with Daniel Jones. You stick around long enough. Might have happened last year with Sam Darnold. Is the same thing happening with a guy like Elkadi Muhammad, who's kind of a journeyman edge rusher? And look, they raved about him out there. And, you know, if you could add Max Crosby, sure, that would have been great. Or if you could add, and I guess realistically, they could have added Micah, would have really, really cut into keeping this roster together in the future. But he certainly would help in the short term. Also would have cut into draft capital. And they wanted a player back. And who would you give him that you want to, you know, I mean, you could find somebody, I'm sure. But anyway, the point is, if this is an in-house solution that they didn't need to do that, because right now, if you ask Lions fans, would you rather trade for another edge rusher? Would you rather trade for another cornerback based upon the calls we get? And I'm not sure they need either. That's the good news, is the trade deadline isn't like tomorrow. I'm not sure they need either, but I'm going to guess fans would say corner. I'm going to guess the fans would say corner. Now, that's not everybody. And, you know, the flexibility that Brad cited that he's glad they have with the extra cap space right now. The unpredictable injury variable is one that you just never know. I mean, losing a Lee McNeil for the first half of the season or whatever it turns out to be, we knew that was coming and it sucks. And they lost Ennis Rakestraw. We don't even really know what we lost there because we barely saw him, right? We're just learning who he could be. And losing Levi Onwuzurike comes as no shock. And losing Marcus Davenport comes as no shock. But at some point, some critical player is going to get hurt for a long period of time. And maybe that's where keeping that flexibility, really, they are rewarded for that. Maybe, just maybe. But, hey, man, they're in a good spot, especially after the opener. They have bounced back with authority. If you had asked, what do they need to do in the next 2 weeks to get you back on board? I think the Lions followed that script to a T. There was a story in The Athletic, not by one of our local guys, that just said the Lions are worth getting back on the bandwagon. That they really have proven in a couple weeks. Five reasons to hop on the Lions bandwagon was the headline of the story. One was that they are actually being painted as underdogs. Two is Dan Campbell's fourth down decisions. He knows what he's doing. Three is, in spite of the problems with the secondary, they're still playing pretty well. Four is they seem to have staying power because they're so young. And the biggest one is that it's funny. They're legitimately good. Yes, they are legitimately good. So
it's crazy, Doug, because you mentioned the fourth down and he knows what he's doing now. Do you think that's finally the majority or the universal? Like, hey, he's going to gamble, quote unquote. He's going to go for it. You know, he knows what he's doing. You got to trust him. Because, I mean, for a couple of years, you know,
well,
people, we had plenty of people say this. He doesn't know how to coach. He doesn't know what he's doing out there. It's just too risky. He's costing them games.
So, look, he famously went for it on fourth down in field goal range at San Francisco in the NFC title game. And San Francisco comes back and wins that game. If you're going to accept that you like it, you can't only like it because he got that first down.
You can't only like it when it works.
Yes. There's a downside. It's going to be crazy if there's a fourth down decision in an NFC title game again. What he does. I also don't think it should be blanket go for it on every fourth and two or every fourth and one. And I hope he isn't wired that way.
He isn't.
He's not. He's proven that he's not. But I'm actually looking forward to seeing, though, this is not the time or the place. I will punt here.
I am. I go for it all the time. Okay. I do. I go for it. Let's go. Fourth and 28. Let's go.
Yeah. And you'll lose a lot too, right?
No, I seem to remember you called a fourth and 32 that Michigan got against USC last year.
It wasn't fourth and 32. But
it seemed that way.
How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you guys?
Good, good. Gatorade to split, so I'm just landing the plane by myself.
Oh, well, you do a great job.
Thank you. Autopilot, my friend.
It is still, I don't know, before we get respectful, Doug, I got to give you your flowers. I still love it when I'm watching games and they say, well, here's the voice of Michigan, Doug Karsh. And I say, that's my room.
You know what's funny?
I feel like Terrell Owens. That's my quarterback.
Today was one of those days where I did some show prep at home and I was in the bathroom and I had ESPN on. Then mm-hmm. on Get Up, they played two of the highlights with me calling. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool.
I'm telling you, Doug, seriously, I know you think I'm joking, but I'm like so proud of you. Well, every time I hear that, I'm like, I know that.
So CBS did the play of the game with our call, the Jordan Marshall touchdown run.
Yep.
All of a sudden, my phone started blowing up. The game was over. I had no idea why. I'm like, what just happened?
I mean, I'm not, yeah, you know.
It was cool.
I can get an autograph for you in the pit out there. Get a selfie.
All right, enough of that. What do you guys got planned coming up next?
I'm trying to talk about happy things, Doug.
Oh, okay. Well, then I know what you're leading with. It's depressing.
It is. What, eight in a row now?
It's only going to be 12. I'm as hopeless as I've ever felt.
And you still will backdoor your way into the playoffs because the Astros are horrible.
Well, everything can be good in 1 week from today if the Tigers backdoor in and eliminate Cleveland.
Right. You know what it'll be? It'll be like how we all felt after the Green Bay Packers game, and it was gloom and doom. Cutscene a couple weeks later. We're winning the Super Bowl, baby.
That's right. Have a great show. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.